Welcome to Conservative Patriot Nation, new members and returning members. Tonight we are bringing you another fantastic show with a fantastic guest. Don't really need to give him an introduction, Gene Decode. I'm so thankful to be able to have Gene on, and it's been really dawning on me, and there's a project coming up soon, and maybe we can get a couple pieces to this project, and I just totally wanted to touch on the Tucker Carlson interview with Putin, because I believe there was something very important that Putin was dropping about ancient history and in the past with Russia. But I think it's much deeper than that. And so tonight we'll be going over that. And before we start the show, I'd like to introduce one of our sponsors. I'd like to recognize MyPillow and Mike Lindell, fantastic patriot. Juan O'Savin has been saying, you know, be counted for. You know, this is the time as an American to be counted for. And I can tell you that Mike Lindell has definitely been counted for. This is a guy that's been exposing something that many Americans have been blind to. And I think a lot of Americans are now paying attention and realizing that something isn't right with our election. I remember election night. I remember waking up in the morning and learning who has been elected. 2020, I started seeing it's been taking a month. It's 2 weeks. Something wasn't right. So I'm thankful for everything that Mike Lindell has done. And like Mike Lindell said, he has Democrat employees and he has Republican employees. And they're all there to serve a purpose and they're there to make a paycheck and feed their family. So if you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code CPNN, you can get up to 80% off your purchase. And last but not least, Gene, thank you for joining us again.
Thank you so much, Patriot Mike. It's an honor to be back on your platform. Really appreciate you asking me to come back. So much is happening. Literally, we're watching the world separating into two camps, one that are following the one God of all creation and serving others and being kind, considerate, respectful, and loving, and others that are not. We'll just put it that way. They say they are, but you know, they're being really, really aggressive, and you know, I call it platform wars, but I'll let it go with that. I want to talk about that. I would love to talk about the Putin interview done by Tucker Carlson. So it literally for me was the best interview I feel that has happened in this century, if not in the last two centuries. So thank you, Mike, Patriot Mike.
Yeah, most definitely. I think there was a whole lot in that interview that many hasn't probably caught on to. So I know that you're very knowledgeable in history and a lot of stuff. So that's why I wanted to connect with you and go over some of the things that Putin talked about. And plus, there's some things that came to my mind. It's when he said Catherine the Great, I'm like, oh my goodness, I just watched a series on Catherine the Great. And in that series, they were talking about Ukraine and Crimea, and she was fighting these battles. And, you know, we hear that, you know, Ukraine is part of Russia. And I mean, go back to Catherine the Great. And, you know, you got the media, oh, no, he's trying to invade and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, oh, wait a minute. So, Gene, if you could just touch on that, because I feel like we can even go back to the Vikings, the Crusaders, Catherine the Great. So whatever you have that you have done research on and knowledge of that you can depict from what Putin was trying to get humanity to take notice of and do a little bit of research, please feel free and I'm going to give you the mic.
Thank you. Yes. So that was phenomenal. He just went through centuries and centuries of the history of Russia and Ukraine. Of course, it was really Stalin, as he said, that created the current boundaries that Ukraine used to have prior to the special military operation. Of course, the mainstream media keeps pushing that it's a full-scale invasion and they invaded and unprovocated and all this. And Putin quite succinctly quite clearly said that they did not start anything. It started in 2014 with the Maidan coup, and he's literally pretty much said that was set up by the CIA, and essentially that's tied to Victoria Nuland going there and handing out cookies or something. I don't remember, cookies or something or other. And then we have a phone call that was caught and was put out about how they're organizing it, who they're going to put in charge of the government, who they're going to back, and all of this. And of course, they had a movie, I believe it was a series, like a TV series or something, where this guy named Zelensky was an actor in that. He was the main guy. He came as a peace person to have no more wars, to run Ukraine. Man of the People, I believe, was the name of the series. So that's the platform he won on when they actually overthrew the duly elected government. And so that was a color revolution, or they sometimes call them an orange revolution, where backed by CAA, which has done over 70 of these since World War II. They keep, with the fall of the Soviet Union, they said they made an agreement with the president that came into power at that time as the wall was torn down and all this came to an end, that NATO would go not one inch further. And they had just keep going and going and going until they're all the way up to the border of Russia. And they have listening posts. Now the CIA said that in Ukraine, they have 12 listening posts on the border of Russia. And how would the United States feel if China or Russia had listening posts in Mexico, on our border in Texas and Arizona and New Mexico? And they were talking about stationing nuclear missiles or nuclear deterrence, even tactical nuclear, in Mexico. Well, what did we do when we had missiles coming in, the Cuban Missile Crisis, right? What did Kennedy do? So we got near the brink. This is the same thing we're seeing. They were talking about bringing NATO, and they're kind of backdooring it, adding in Ukraine and bringing nuclear and all of that option into Ukraine. That's literally within striking distance to where they cannot respond in time. That's why you don't want people that close. Russia could not respond in time. If they had a missile launch from Ukraine, they could hit Moscow before the Russians could even reply. And Scott Ritter talked about certain weapons platforms that had been agreed not to be made and then were made. And Putin went into that in the interview, where talking about, you know, these types of weapons and things where you cannot have time as a country or a leader of a country to respond. So now they're talking about putting F-16s, you know, and launching them from NATO states. And they're kind of backdooring it, as I said. Ukraine not coming into NATO, but all of these NATO and EU countries are getting protection agreements, like Canada's done it, and several of the Baltic countries, and also other are the, I think I'm right here with the name. Baltic. And then also other countries have protection agreements with Ukraine. So they would protect. So that's one step forward, one step away from boots, NATO, EU, UK, US, boots on the ground. And they've already done the feeler out for that. Macron said, you know, they're all behind putting boots on the ground. In other words, known to the world. That's it, out in front of the public. Not that there aren't already mercenaries, quotation marks in the air, of US, UK, a lot of French, and a lot of Polish in Ukraine uniforms, and mercenaries already helping Ukraine. And, you know, they keep having this, oh, Russia's a gas station with, you know, that's all they really are. and they don't, they're in tatters, their economy's in tatters, they don't really have the ability. Zelensky recently said that they've lost some ridiculously low number. It was even below 100,000, it was even below 70,000 that the US media is saying. It's like half of that. And yet they have a recruiting problem and they need to have boots on the ground from NATO countries. Your stories don't fit here. And so this is what Putin was talking about, is they keep saying, we're not going to do this. And then they do it. So they say, okay, we're only going to put helmets and uniforms. And then they say, okay, no tanks. And then they do tanks. So you have Abrams, and now the first Abrams are burning. They burn just like every other tank. And you've got the German tanks and the British tanks, the Challengers, the German Leopard tanks, if I get this right. I keep thinking World War II. I sometimes say Tiger tanks. I believe I've got it right this time, I hope. I'm getting my history confused. There's so much up in my head. And then the timelines are a little jumbly sometimes too. So this speech by Putin had so much master speak. I studied that for decades. And additionally, hand signals, of different information. And he's talking about this ancient history of Ukraine and Russia going back for decades and centuries. And it's phenomenal. And then he says, I can give you, he talked about a certain period, the documents, copies. And Tucker is confused. He goes, I believe you. So Putin is saying, so you know I'm telling you the truth, in other words. And Tucker goes, I believe you. I believe you. Why wouldn't I believe you? He's confused. He doesn't understand what he's not following, doesn't know the master speak, the foot signals, the hand signals. And he hands him this envelope, a large folder with these documents, is what he's saying, that are copied of these ancient scripts of signing and treaties and different kind of things. And Tucker's like, well, thank you, but I'm questioning, was that what was in there, or was it, it's the true history of Ukraine and the true this, what history time frame are you really referring to? Look at the hand signals and the master speak going on, and the foot signals, the current history of this conflict. What have they discovered in this conflict? Well, the general in Chernobyl said, we're not leaving till all the children are rescued. Well, they're certainly not on the ground areas of Chernobyl. It's still not a clean and safe place to be after what happened to Chernobyl. They're talking underneath that. So what are we talking about? Children underneath in Ukraine? Are we speaking about dumps and tunnels? And what else? Trump kept saying China, China. Turns out there were many places in Ukraine with the letter CHY and a kind of a accent kind of mark and an NA with different other parts added before or after, with bio facilities, as Nuland said in Congress, bio research facilities. Oh no, it's not gain of function. We're looking at increasing the ability to deal with certain types of vector-borne and other type of parasitical organisms or something along that. It's a doublespeak in that case. In other words, you're talking about gain-of-function bio labs. So that's precisely what they have recovered, and had a lot of information that where they had taken Russian-speaking Slavic people, which the Ukrainian people, a lot of them speak Ukrainian and Russian, Zelensky included. He doesn't speak Ukrainian well. That's why when he went to China, they had a Russian interpreter. And he's, oh, it's so insulting. No, your Russian is your first language. You speak Russian far better than you do Ukrainian. And so they honored you by having a person to translate from Chinese to Russian because it's easier for you. So this is all of this, puppetry and going ons of these bio facilities, plus the, since 2014, we're now talking 10 years of over 14,000 people killed in the area east of the Dnieper. In other words, the areas that are now federational areas of Ukraine, That's Crimea was the first to ask Russia to stop when their Maidan coup, to bring them in. And they did, because they saw it coming. They saw that this would happen to them. So they came in first, and then the rest of all that, the Donetsk and Donbass were being hit all the time with missiles and all kinds of death and destruction of civilians, nothing to do with military. You're talking schools and nurseries and hospitals and markets. Like they keep saying, oh, it was a Russian missile. Then, oh, no, actually it was one of ours, just like the missile that went into Poland. Russian missile. Oh, sorry, it was one of ours, you know? And so they, now it's going on and on and on with this narrative that is being pushed by the globalists about what is actually going on in Ukraine. And so Putin gave him that folder, plus he went into all of the history, again saying that the Ukrainian people are of the same stock, the same peoples as the Russian people. They're cousins. Ukrainian and Russian-speaking peoples are the same. And then now that the last major, major fortress city, being Avdiivka, has fallen, which Zelensky got rid of Zaluzhny, which was the general that was like a hero to the Ukrainian people, the good Ukrainian people, the really people that love God, that go to church, that, you know, are good people. You have this neo-Banderite type NAZIs there, neo-NAZIs, that are running that country, and, you know, Azov forces, those are the same. All of these elite groups, well, a huge amount of them were in Avdiivka, and they should have withdrew them. If it had been Zaluzhny, they would have quite a bit earlier. What left when it fell? All they could do was try to escape through open areas while they're getting hit by drones and missiles and helicopters and aircraft. I mean, I don't know if any of their top forces got out of there. Not only that, I feel a big part of the reason it fell before they thought it would is it seems, I don't know if it was Zaluzhny, I know who he was, very unhappy. Somebody gave the coordinates for an area, a holding or a training area outside of Avdiivka, where four battalions, Ukrainian battalions were, and they were, Russians hit them with missiles and killed every single person in that area, four battalions in one day. So you're talking an incredible amount of military destroyed personnel. It's like Alex Christofaro said now, where 61 billion or 610 billion, even if, and Brian Cates of New Atlas said, even if they could then take that money and go down to a local Ace Hardware where they even deliver to the front line, we'll take 40 Iskander or our 40 Patriot missile system, 4,000 missiles for them, 4 billion rounds of M155s, all the launchers, F-16s, this. Who's going to use that? They have lost. If you look at what Zelensky said compared to what ran on a ticker tape on the bottom of a Ukraine newscast in January, 1.1 million dead. And you go to the obituaries and you look at the obituaries and the all of the Western Ukraine, the cemeteries, all of this that can be seen by satellite. That is fairly accurate. And they're saying, oh, Russia's lost 10 times as much as us and all this. That's not very accurate. Not only that, they're saying, you know, Russia's going to invade. They keep saying it's going to invade Poland or various EU NATO states, 30, 10 countries. They keep saying all of these things. And Putin in that interview with Tucker said, we have no interest in that. Do you really think the closest way to get to the Baltic states or to France or to Germany is through Ukraine for Russia? Ludicrous. He even said he doesn't care about the western part of Ukraine, Poland or Romania or Hungary. I don't know if he said Hungary, but he definitely said Poland. They can have it. It was theirs anyway. There was a three country, Latvia, I believe it was Estonia, and Poland had a control of that area. a very, very, very long time ago because it was theirs anyway. They can have it back. So now that Avdiivka has fallen, all of that missiles coming in, that's why they fortified it so powerfully. It was even more fortified than Artemovsk, which was Bakhmut. And so the devastation that happened there is so profound now that Ukrainians do not have the manpower or even the woman power between the ages of 18 and 60 to do anything to control the front. So now Russia isn't even really in an attack mode yet. They're still in defense, but they're gaining ground because there's not much left of the Ukrainians. I think we're on the fourth military they've had. It's falling apart. So Project Ukraine is falling apart, which is over hundreds of millions of dollars have been funneled into Ukraine, not just since this SMO, but even before 2014. The CIA in the upcoming Ukraine decodes, and already we have one on our Rumble, a real gene decode, and then also on Deep Dives, done by one of the European coordinators. It is absolutely phenomenal about the history of Ukraine. And it goes into how the CIA set up these fortress cities, did demographic studies and geographical studies of the highlands, the lowlands, how to create a conflict and fortify Ukraine and get it ready to do exactly this. Just like Merkel, and Putin talked about this too, how Merkel and Stoltenberg and other people, and Merkel especially, came out and said the Minsk Accords, they never meant to honor them. They only signed them so they could build Ukraine up, just like the CIA document said, and put out a whole study. And this has been going on for many decades, and Russia now hears the rhetoric. The West says no more other than no weapons, just uniforms and helmets. Then, okay, weapons. Okay, then no long-range missiles. Okay, HIMARS. Okay, no tanks. Okay, tanks. Okay, no aircraft. Now we're saying F-16s, and they're going to launch them, certainly not from Ukraine, because nothing is left where they can launch it from Ukraine, and they'd be blown out of the, before they even take off the ground, hardly, they'd be blown out of the air as they're taking off. So where are they going to take off? And they're saying Poland. And they're even saying they're going to do asymmetrical war. That's the new idea. Victoria Nuland and many, many others are saying Ukraine's going to change from a counteroffensive type of mode that they've been doing, where they say they took 50% back of what Russia's already taken. Where, what world, what timeline are you on? Certainly not this one. Russia is taking back what they did get in the previous counteroffensive. They're still already continuing to take more and more, and they're not even in an offensive posture yet. And Putin spoke towards all of these. And he has had a long-term relationship with many, 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 many U.S. presidents. And so he's going through this, and he knows the history of the region. His level of knowledge of history and economics, I found so vast, I had to re-listen to parts of it 3 and 4 times to get it all. He is such an eloquent speaker. He has done where he did 45 minutes to an hour speech, followed by 4 hours of Q&A, no teleprompter, no cards, nothing, with world-class journalists from all over the world. So he is absolutely phenomenal and revealing the truth of Ukraine, of this offensive, going back and saying how the CIA, like I said with this report, how the CIA has controlled everything. It controls the presidents of the U.S. do nothing. He's had relationships, and Putin, Tucker asked, you know, about getting this person who's a young journalist, who's not a spy, is a political prisoner in Russia. He said, Putin said, no, we caught him actually in the process of transferring classified material. He is what we say he is. And he said, well, why don't you meet with Biden? He goes, no, that's not how this works. You know, I've had a long, you know, really good relationship with Bush Sr. and Carter and Clinton, on and on and on and on. They would make promises or say, we're going to do this, and then something else would happen. They don't control it. The CIA does. So the three-lettered agencies of the Russian three-lettered agencies go to the U.S. three-lettered agencies, like all of the transfers that have been done for Ukraine and other transfers that we have seen during the SMO went that way. It has nothing to do with the presidents of the country. It's through the three-lettered agencies. How does Putin know that? He was in the KGB for a many, many, many years. So, yes, thank you, Patriot Mike. Go ahead.
No, most definitely. And it's funny how you stated that he's, you know, showing the truth. I recently seen a photo of him sitting in a behind a desk, and there was a map behind him on the wall, and many people are speculating that he was revealing Tartaria. But one thing I did want to ask you, because I went down the rabbit hole a little bit on the Vikings and how they went, you know, they fought against England and then Sussex, and then they went to Rus. And I'd never heard Rus before until I watched that on the Vikings and went down that rabbit hole, and he mentioned Rus. And I'm like, somehow it's like he was leading us to research on what's transpiring today, because now we see the whole world is out of whack. It seems like every country is ready just to get in conflict. I mean, is this port wars? Because during the Viking days, it was the ports was very big on trade. And I feel that he was trying to lead us to somewhere. So I was wondering if you had any knowledge on that and what's your thoughts on that?
So yes, actually, Putin brought back many historical books on Tartaria to the libraries in Russia. They were dug up and put in the libraries for people to study in Russia. They're go because your history of who you are as a people, Russian people are very proud of their history. They have a long and varied, varied history. Like he went into the many different histories that tie into Russia, like the Chechen, and how the CIA caused that situation, and how they have come together, different types of people, different religions, like Muslim or Islam, Christianity, different religions, different peoples, and learn to live together. But the CIA keeps going in and trying, like in Georgia, and trying like in Ukraine, and trying like with the Chechen, all these color revolutions to tear apart Russia. And they are doing the hope strategy in Ukraine. Well, we hope something works. You know, pretty much what Putin said, same thing that many, many of the podcasters like Alex Castolfo of the Duran, Alex Yander Macaris, Brian Cates of the New Atlas say, it's all the hope strategy. And they are trying to depose Putin or get him killed or this. And now they're saying he killed Navalny before any autopsy or anything else. And Navalny is a terrorist. Look at, and a thief. Look at what he did in France to vast amounts of millions of dollars that he stole from big people and governments all throughout Europe. And then what he did in Russia, he's a terrorist. But go research him and listen to what Putin says about him and listen to what Medvedev says about him. Do your own research. And now they're saying, oh, it's the United States and the Western world business about Navalny. And because Alex Rostorfo said it very well, that we're saying there should be an investigation. Absolutely. I'm all for that, too. That's a Russian prisoner, terrorist, in a Russian jail. Okay, I'm fine with that. As long as we investigate every death of American political prisoners. By the way, the U.S. has more political prisoners in any country on Earth, including China. So let's look at all of the deaths and disappearances, because there's vast dumps under most prisons in the U.S. All the disappearances of people that go into prison and don't come out. What happened? Okay, investigate them. Investigate Julian Assange. Investigate the people that have died in Ukrainian persons that were journalists just recently. And he tried to escape. He had a cracked rib, got on his motorcycle. They got him back. He died of pneumonia shortly after. I believe that's probably true. But why did he get that in the first place while he was in prison? So you're looking at all. Let's open up the Western world for investigating. If you want to investigate the Russian, make it across the board. Investigate the Russian. Go ahead. But investigate Poland and France and Germany and the UK and Canada. In the US. So, you know, Putin talked about, you know, what happened in Canada, where they're saluting and standing ovations for Banderite type people and talking about the history of Ukraine and talking about these farces with what the Western world says and what the Western world does, what the presidents promise, but what actually happens. And it goes to how neocon globalists work across the board, and he hints towards Tartaria and the history of that, and then he hints towards the Rus. He talks, not even hints, he talks about Rus. I would say watch the movie about the Hadrian's Wall in the UK, in the United Kingdom, in England, in that area during the time of Rome with King Arthur, who later became a king. And there's Rus in that. So there's the Viking history too tied into this. Because where did the Khazarian who came into the Caucasus in Ukraine disperse out to when the Tsar said you cannot keep sacrificing children to Baal and doing all of these grabbing travelers, going to China and taking their identities and going back and going to China as them and, you know, stealing. And so they said, no more, pick one of the three Abrahamic religions. They supposedly did. They said, okay, we'll be Jewish. And they made Talmudic Judaism, you know, a Talmudic Jewish faith, which is not the original. They infiltrated the Sanhedrin and became the Sanhedrin. That's why what happened to Christ happened to Christ, which is the best thing that ever happened. This is how God uses the deep state, the Khazarians, these evil beings that came to this world and dispersed out. Once Russia said no more, the Tsar said no more, you're still doing it. You said you're this, but you're not. And so they attacked them, but they knew it was coming because that's what they do. They infiltrate. And so they had infiltrated literally the palace. And so we saw that with the end of the Romanovs. That was an infiltration by what a person called Pindar or Lord Maitre at that time, which was Rasputin. So they killed all but one heir of the Tsars because they had vetoed the League of Nations to be formed and to come into being. So they had to have, at the end of World War II, the unpeacekeeping forces created, or the UN. And so they, Rothschild family and the other elite geo-world political leader, Satanists, were irate. So they killed, and unfortunately, one person, one woman was able, one child was able to be gotten out. So there is a Romanov bloodline still. But this Khazarian group infiltrates and goes all over the world. They've infiltrated the United States. So we have a fascist system. That's why you have property fee simple. It's a fee, a gratuity of the king. You don't own the land. You buy it cash. You sell it. You have to pay tax on something you paid for. Again, you don't own it. And they went into the Vikings. And so when Norman the Conqueror, 1066, overthrew the House of Windsor and put in what is known, little known to most people, the House of Winslow, which comes through Vlad the Impaler, and all of this black nobility. And so they took over the identity, is what they always do, of the House of Windsor. So people are thinking that the previous queen and the previous king and all of these people, all the way back, Victoria, et cetera, with Victoria's Secret being a man, on and on, kind of what they always do, are actually the House of Windsor. No, they're not. they infiltrated the Vikings as well. So they have gone throughout the world, and now we're seeing the fall of it all. It is absolutely phenomenal. And so Putin is revealing that in the speech with Tucker too. The fall of the cabal of this group of Satanists worldwide. He's talking about how Russia is a very God-loving Christian country. And what do we see in Ukraine? And he goes into that. And what has Zelensky done? He's taken priests and other religious people of the Christian faith and put them in prisons, had them killed, taken their properties, places they've been for hundreds of years. And that's a democracy, is it? What's the difference between that and what Hitler did? I don't see a difference. And actually, I don't see a difference in what's going on in Gaza either. So, you know, the Putin is, you know, as it is being said by Zelensky, the Putin is, you know, revealing it all to Tucker. It is the most phenomenal speech I've ever heard. And then Tucker goes around Russia and he goes into a store or a shopping center and he buys what for me would be $400 of groceries. And it's all organic in Russia. In fact, GMO was outlawed by Putin 4 years ago. And you're on a gold standard. And you can get grants for growing and get property for free as long as you show the money and the things you're using are for doing what they're giving you, the grants. And I think that sounds like something that starts with a GES. Sounds like it to me. So anyway, people say that doesn't exist. I don't know. Sounds like it to me. You have new ideas, new patent ideas, new invention ideas. Yeah, we'll give you a grant as long as you verify you're using the money for the research and development or the growing of the foods and it's all organic. And he went to a they're called Mr. Tasty now. Used to be McDonald's. And he's eating there. And he goes, I'm pretty sure if I ate it, I have a more discerning palate. I'm very picky in my food. He says, French fries taste just like, you know, McDonald's tastes really good. I go, no, they taste 100 times better. They're organic. They're not all greasy. And the hamburger got 2 cheeseburgers. And I'm looking at the cost of that meal and all of that $400 would have been here. And he's paying a little over 100. I'm like, and the shelves are packed with organic food. Every shelf is packed full. I mean, you go look at the eggs, it's just layers on. Oh my goodness. I go to the stores here all over the city. Sometimes I have to go to 3 or 4 to get enough eggs. I go to one store, they got a little thing of 3 eggs and one's broken. What? It's just insane how far we've fallen and how crooked our country has and the Western world countries have become. With Macron saying boots on the ground, that's a test. You got the word out there, and all the other countries are saying no. That's what they said about the tanks. And now they're there. And turns out they burn all the same. So anyway, thank you, Patriot Mike. I kind of drift around a little bit. I'm a little out of whack right now due to all the stuff going on out there. It's kind of hard to keep track of everything and everything going on. So thank you so much.
No, you're good. And thank you for all that packed information for us to digest. Really appreciate it. I think you covered so much for us to digest and do further research. It's definitely been an honor. It's been a pleasure. I truly thank you. And Gene, if you can you close us out on a prayer?
I'd like to do something a little bit more than that. So we put together and edited something I keep telling people about two timelines, going into the CME or the big event where there will be a change, a permanent change, that a new world is formed. And I've shown pictures of this from ISIS, of a new earth. And the old earth, all the life, I've been saying this for 5 years, along with, you know, the first thing actually, Decode, I did was on Trump going to the UK and reviewing the troops and signing the Virginia Ledger for the Virginia Company, or known as the Corporation or the Crown Corporation, taking over the city of London. And then he went to the Vatican and the Pope capitulated, and I went through a series of these things, and I did the dumps, and I got told that, you know, several clampers said no such things exist, da 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 da. That was not my information. As Ariel and Nexus said, long before Gene Decode had an online footprint, that information was out there. Correct. I assembled it from people who had to die for it, like Phil Snyder, Martin William Cooper, who wrote Behold a Pale Horse, Dr. Sonder, James Caswell, many, many, many sources. That's what decoding is. You research, you compile it, so everybody has it in one place and you show them where else to go get it, so they can do their own research. And so now it's coming out that what I've been saying since that time too, that there's a timeline that's the one that's in the highest service to the one and only God of all creation, and then there's one that's not, where people are mean and cruel and evil, and they hurt each other, they call each other liars, and da da da, on and on and on. I don't do that. I don't go out there and say so-and-so this and so-and-so that, even in the big people in the cabal. I rarely even say names about, I'll say the family. There is a good Rothschild. There's one that is good here. Then, yeah, overall, they're selling their hunting lodges and they're selling all this, and you might want to think what that means. And now Lord Rothschild is dead, and so is Kissinger dead, and so is so many of them. Why is it all now? I would say you're seeing the beginning of the end of the cabal out in the world in front of everybody, and it's what I call the quickening. And part of that quickening is to understand, you know, as martial artists, I've been doing martial arts for over 50 years now. And so it gets you to a level of inner standing, of inner awareness. You can feel it. You can sense it. And you learn to get your all three eyes wide open. When you have that, you see things most people do not. And you're aware of things most people are not at an earlier time. But now it's out where the world is starting to wake up, as we see with the farmers all over Europe and pretty much blockading the whole Ukrainian border. So now the world is waking up to the lies of the Green New Scam and all of this money laundering. That's the biggest one, of trillions of dollars. Carbon dioxide is what plants breathe. Without plants, they don't have air. The air they breathe, we die too. So it's part of biology. I've studied it in high school. I'm pretty sure. Don't throw that baby out with the bathwater. So I'd like to play, if it's okay with you, this video I share a little bit before and after of a Shaolin Master Shi Hinyi sharing the separation.
Most definitely.
Okay. Wanted to let you all know, you know, that I am not the only one that knows of this change that is coming, and this is so important. We all need to take into account this change of I've talked about the two timelines. For me, it's the timeline that's in the highest service to the one and only God of all creation, of learning to be kind, compassionate, considerate, truthful, honest as you can be. And repent when you make your errors. We all make our errors. We repent at the feet of the cross by the infinite gift of God's only begotten Son. And so in that, there's a Shaolin master whose name is Shi Hinyi. Now, I don't speak Mandarin, so I may have slightly messed up, but we'll have the resources of where this YouTube comes from. This is a little piece of a YouTube that is phenomenal. And my martial arts, also, for many years, decades, I haven't done it all my life like this Shaolin has, but I've done it for a majority of my life now. And in that, I became aware of this too. And I've been sharing it with you for a very long time, and a lot of people are only going into the worst of the timelines, is what they're sharing. That's all there is. It's not true. There is a timeline that is not all death and destruction. That is kindness, consideration, love, and respect. And that we need to follow in the footsteps of Jesus Christ to do precisely that, to be the best and finest and kindest and most loving and considerate and strong and truthful and honest people, and not worry about what others think of you, because you cannot change what they think. If they think and they choose not to go here, that's their choice. It's the separation of the wheat from the chaff. That is what I see is coming, and what this Shaolin master, Shi Hingyi, and I have been talking about for a very long time. So thank you very much, and God bless.
And this is very simple. We are at the moment in a cycle of life where everybody, if you're just a little bit aware, you can feel something is shifting. Some people are not willing to maybe adapt to the change. Some people are not strong enough to adapt to the change. Some people don't know how to put it into practice in order to go with the change. It is my perspective. There will come the time, and it's not going to take long, where a natural separation is going to take place, a natural separation. The ones that are able to read the signs, that are able to go with what is happening, to adapt to the changes this world is bringing to us, they will move on to another world. They will move on to another area, to another cycle of us humans being right now here on the earth. And other people that are unwilling, unable, maybe incapable of adapting to the coming changes, it is simple like this. They will stay with the old world, which is about to end. That's the message. That's all what this is about. An old era is about to come to an end. A new era is about to come. This is worldwide happening. It's happening inside our monastery. It's happening inside of me.
So this message from Master Shi Hingyi is about strength, inner strength, and personal responsibility. And that inner strength, have personal responsibility for your choices and take action. We can no longer put people in charge of our choices. We have to take personal responsibility. It's not about governments rescuing us or other people. It's about responsibility for what we choose to follow, who we choose to follow, what we choose to do, what we choose to believe. And in later messages, he talks about compassion. If you go to the links that'll be shared at the end of this, you'll see he talks about, it's about compassion. For me, that means compassion to all life everywhere, that if something doesn't fit for you, you move on and you be compassionate, respectful to the truth of others, in service to all life everywhere, in kindness, consideration, and compassion, in love, because the one and only God of all creation is love. That is the nature of it. And so in that nature, we do our best to walk, for me, in the path that was shown by his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. We be compassionate, loving, and understanding, and we do our best. And when we make mistakes, we repent and we continue on in the highest service we are capable of, to do our best. And in doing so, whether you choose to do that or you choose to be in the old paradigm of not taking personal responsibility for the things you've chosen to follow, believe, whatever, that will delineate whether you go to this new line where humanity will continue on, or you stay here to where the end comes and everything comes to an end. Thank you very much. Godspeed and God's blessings. So, you know, in later message I refer to, he speaks about moral values, and that has to be founded on compassion for others, on compassion, inner strength, and taking responsibility for all the choices you make. And if something didn't happen, fit you when you were with somebody or you were doing things, he talks about things that happened in his past, we all have those things. We cannot blame others for what we chose to do, and to sit there and point fingers at each other and to do an eye for an eye, all the world will be blind. I think it was Gandhi that said that. So that's how I'd like to close, with a final prayer that the entire world sees the truth, that there is only one God of all creation, and that God is love, and to follow and be the best person and the kindest person and the strongest in compassion. And I know there's danger out there. I know you have people that work for you sometimes or work with you. Things may happen. You need to deal with danger within and danger without because of this infiltration stuff that's going on, that, like in Ukraine and what Putin talked about and so many people are talking about. But we cannot turn on each other. This is what the cabal wants us to do. We need to stay compassionate, truthful, as we can do. We are not God's only begotten son. We do not have the ability to do this life perfectly. So we have that ability to repent at the feet of the cross. So we do that, and we stay in compassion, in respect for each other, or we fall to the other timeline. And that timeline, as Master Jihimi said, it will come to an end. As I have said, all life there will come to an end. I'll be doing this along with redoing this on my website and my Rumble with another presentation that was done by another group of individuals saying pretty much the same thing. It was recently shared yesterday in the Spanish community chat that Sergio runs, one of the DFS coordinators. So thank you, Patriot Mike, for having me here. Godspeed and God bless all of you. And have a loving and wonderful life. And thank you so much, Patriot Mike.
Thank you, Gene, and God bless you. And that was an awesome showing right there. I'm sure the message will reach a lot of people, because I've been hearing it more and more about a new earth, new world. But thank you for all that you do, and thank you for joining us tonight. Thank you for the information. There's a lot of to digest. And hopefully we can do this again, Gene.
Absolutely. I look forward to it, Patriot Mike. Thank you so much.
You have a good one, Gene.